This week in West Virginia history. On March 17, 1891, the West Virginia legislature established the West Virginia Colored Institute, 8 miles west of Charleston. It was one of the nation's original 17 black land-grant colleges. The school's initial purpose was to teach trades, but the academic and teacher education programs quickly grew popular. Under the leadership of John W. Davis, the school became one of the country's most respected black colleges. Davis was able to recruit some of the nation's best educators, including Carter G. Woodson. Other faculty members were nationally known artists, musicians, and scientists. In 1927, the school became regionally accredited, the first of the original black land-grant colleges to achieve this status. 2 years later, the school's name was changed to West Virginia State College. By mid-century, State was facing declining enrollment. In response, President William J.L. Wallace established evening programs to recruit adults and opened the school's doors to white students. Soon, white students far outnumbered black students, making State a national model for racial integration. The campus and enrollment expanded significantly in the late 20th century, and in 2004, West Virginia State achieved university status. For more information on West Virginia State University, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.